Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has called for people-centric and implementation-oriented environmental action at the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two-day meeting held under India's 2026 BRICS chairship concluded successfully today with a focus on building consensus and strengthening environmental cooperation among member countries. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, who presided over the meeting, highlighted the growing global environmental challenges and called for stronger BRICS cooperation.
As nations pursue their development aspirations, they are navigating an increasingly complex environmental reality. The impact of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution, the triple planetary crisis together with growing disaster risk, are affecting communities and ecosystems worldwide. These challenges are particularly significant for developing countries, where environmental vulnerability is often closely intertwined with broader development priorities, including poverty eradication, food security, and inclusive growth.
The Supreme Court today said it would constitute a high-powered committee comprising retired Apex Court and High Court judges, a former DGP, and an ex-CBI director to examine allegations of police excesses against students during recent protests in Delhi and violence against police personnel. The court said an order for constituting the committee would be released tomorrow after it receives suggestions from different parties on other members to be included in the panel. The court said that the committee will also look into allegations concerning sexual assault and online harassment of female protesters and victimization of other vulnerable persons through social media. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized the need to produce high-quality agricultural products that meet global market standards. He said it can be done by educating farmers about various modern technical tools. The minister was addressing the 97th Annual General Meeting of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, in New Delhi today. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has achieved a major milestone in its nationwide mission mode drive for mandatory biometric updates, completing more than 2 crore biometric updates for school children across the country. The special drive, initiated in September last year, has now covered over 1,56,000 schools, enabling school children to complete their Aadhaar biometric. In Jharkhand, police have arrested 4 extremists, including Ramdev Lohra, a sub-zonal commander of the banned Jharkhand Janmukti Parishad, JJMP, in Gumla district. Police said he was carrying a bounty of 5 lakh rupees. A huge cache of arms and ammunition was also recovered from them. Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities to transfer jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical exam within the next few days. It also directed authorities to ensure weekly meetings between Imran Khan and his family members and ordered the establishment of a medical board with his personal physician and his sister to be associated with it. Iran today said that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed to maritime traffic until all Iranian conditions under the 14-point Memorandum of Understanding signed with the US are fully met. Tehran has tied the reopening of the strategic waterway directly to the complete removal of foreign sanctions and the cessation of military operations. The remarks come amid the expiry of the 60-day window provided by the MOU to halt military hostilities for peace talks between the two sides. The government has announced the National Sports Awards 2025. India's premier women's badminton doubles pair, Trisha Jolly and Pulela Gopichand, along with 15 other sports persons from various disciplines, will be presented the Arjun Award for their outstanding performances in sports and games. And in men's cricket, chasing a target of 372 runs, host Sri Lanka were 84 for 4 in the second innings against India on the fourth day of the first test in Galle when reports last came in. Earlier, India were bowled out for 193 in their second innings, setting the visitors a target of 372 runs. Rishabh Pant top scored with 66 runs off 69 deliveries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.